From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the 100 Year Real Estate Investor Podcast, where we focus on personal financial engineering. My name is Gino Barbaro, and I am one of the founders of the 100 Year Real Estate Investor. And with me today, I've got a great guest. He's a Jake and Gino student. His name is Ryan Messina of Stolly Park Investments. Ryan is an investor, educator, husband, and father to two girls. He's got a few more to catch up to me, Ryan. You got a little more work to do there. He's here today to spread the word on the unspoken savings system that is whole life insurance. Welcome to the show, Ryan. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Gino. Thanks for having me.
Let's jump right into this conversation, because something that you said to me 30 seconds ago, I've been preaching for a while, the 401k. When was it invented, and what problems do you have with the 401k?
So I actually looked it up, and it was really invented in 1978. So in my opinion, only 44 years old. Is how is it proven as a retirement vehicle or a retirement account when it's not even old enough to retire itself?
That's a great point. And, you know, I was just reading today that Congress is afraid of people in the U.S. not saving enough. So the real problem, Ryan, that I have with the 401k, amongst other things, is that it's run by the government. And the government should not be running anything that has to do with retirement or savings or investing, because you see how that's gone over the last 30 or 40 years. But my problem with it is ultimately is they can change the rules. So Ryan and Gino get into a contract. We're like, this is what the rules are. This is what's going to happen. All of a sudden, the government comes in and starts changing the ages, changing the percentages, changing whatever, and you have no control over it. And you see how it's gone over the last 44 years. In the next 20 years, they might be saying to themselves, we want people to be able to, you know, keep that money in for longer. So 59 and a half may become 69 and a half. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but that's the main issue that I have, is you don't have control. You're talking about the growth of it. What you have any other sticking points? You know, you're investing in stocks, you're investing in bonds, you have these accounts. What drew you to real estate and to whole life? Those, to me, two of the top assets that you can own.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the 401k, going back to it, is just, you know, it's not liquid. You can't touch it. They limit how much you actually can put into it every year. So it's just a limiting account versus a growth account, in my opinion. And what got me really into real estate is I had an investment account that was maybe grew 10% over 3 years. And I was done with it. I was tired of it. And I ended up buying a single family house with those funds. And I basically fixed it, rented it out for a few years, and sold it for a little bit of profit. And those returns over those 3 years that I had that versus the stock account, it was so much more growth.
Mm-hmm. And what drew you to the whole life? You're looking at this asset. Well, first of all, what did people say to you, friends, family members, when you're like, I'm getting the whole life. I like whole life. Did you get any pushback?
I didn't get much pushback, but I got a lot of, why would you do that? Why would you want to do that? And, I even talked to my dad, who has whole life insurance policies himself, but they weren't designed the way the 100 year real estate investor does it. So even talking with his agent, you know, it's just, I don't think he had quite the right knowledge of what I was looking for. So
that's a great point right there for everybody. It's not your typical father's or grandfather's or grandmother's or mother's whole life insurance. It's specially designed, dividend paying, where you're really adding cash value. You want the cash in this policy. It's owned by a mutual life insurance company. So your interests are aligned, right? You're the policy owners. They own the company itself. So the dividends, everything's in alignment. And that's what I love about the design of these policies. And I've got several of them. I got them on my children. And people may say, whole life and death insurance for your kids? it really isn't for the death insurance. It's for the cash value. It's a place for me to save my money. And not every dollar that I have has to be at risk. And your father, I'm sure when you start talking to him about it and he sees it, he must have been like, oh, I get it now. It's not what I had. And I mean, when did your father start buying whole life insurance? When did he start purchasing whole life insurance?
So he actually bought it when he was in his 20s, from what I recall. So he had the right advice and got the, you know, life insurance, you know, and granted credit, full credit to him for actually getting it and be on the forefront for it. But when I started looking into the mutually owned whole life insurance and buying it this way, it just, the, like I said, the agent that he had talked to just wasn't quite in the same mindset. So
that's a great point, because your father may even have, he may have permanent whole life insurance. There's people out there that are comparing IULs or variable life to whole life. And this is a different thing. We're real estate investors, Ryan and I. We want to be able to have access to our money. We want to be able to have guaranteed dividend returns. We want to be able to have safe, secure money. That's what we're trying to get with this policy. And for us, it's a place to put our capital there, to let it grow every year. It's a savings account where we're growing and the assets continue to grow. When we need the money for a deal, we pull that money out, put it into a deal. When that deal starts making money, we pay the loan back. And all of a sudden, we have two assets from one. That's the strategy. That's the genius about this. And the average person who's into Wall Street, into 401ks, they can't conceive of this notion of like, wow, I can actually have one asset. And if I do it properly, I'm creating two. Wall Street doesn't benefit from that because they want money in the stock market. They want to continue to have the flow. And when you presented this to your father, did he have a mind shift, or was he like, oh, I get it now? Or was he on board with what you're doing?
We haven't really talked about a whole lot about it since, you know, but it's, you know, talking about it with other friends, you know, it's like they're really interested about it. You know, there's just trying to change their mindset and really being able to get them on board with something that's honestly so special to be able to do.
And I give you credit, because it's something where it's not traditionally done and most people shy away from traditional. And, you know, right. Testament to you, you're working on yourself, your personal development, you're investing in yourself, you're investing in your thoughts. And where you were 5 years ago, this may have been foreign to you. But then when all of a sudden you start getting into rooms where people are smarter than you, they have more net worth, they have more experience, you start listening to them. And it's like, wow, I never thought of that from that perspective. So my one huge takeaway from what we're talking about is, expand your paradigm, expand the rooms that you're in, expand the people that you surround yourself with, and get different perspectives. Don't get perspectives from your family members and your parents and siblings. That's not the only perspective you should be getting. If you want to get into real estate, get perspectives from people who are doing deals and who have done real estate, because you can go out there, like my mom used to say, Gino, it's risky. Yeah, mom, everything's risky. Small business is risky. It's just, have you done what I'm trying to do? No. And then you can't tell me it's risky unless I go and seek the advice of others. How do you intend to use the whole life policy as far as your part of the strategies? We talk really about personal financial engineering. It's not just that. It's just one component of your overall picture. How does that look like for you?
Well, I actually got into this whole life about 5 years ago before I even joined Jake and Gino. Mm-hmm. And what I've done is I've used it. I've taken out a loan to purchase a tractor. I've taken out a loan to pay off a high interest line of credit. And I'm only in the beginning stages of that. So paying it off every month is going to be starting here in the next couple of weeks. But I plan on basically putting all of my W-2 income back to paying off, you know, the loans each month, and then just pulling out whatever I need for daily expenses. So that way I'm paying it off even faster.
Before we sign off on this conversation, a couple other questions I have. First one is, if anyone wants any information, they can go to the 100yearrei.com. Go check it out. But where are other resources? What other education did you get on whole life?
Podcasts. I've listened to hundreds of podcasts over, you know, 10, 12 years or so. And this is where I found out about this whole process, is podcasts. It's been eye-opening, the amount of things that you can learn through a podcast.
Isn't it? But then actually implementing and executing it. I mean, how was the experience that you had with the 100-year team?
It was great. They were super responsive, very, you know, friendly and able. I mean, you could talk to them all day long about this stuff. They're really passionate about what they do.
Well, once you have that you have a solution here, and that's what you're trying to create. And if you can see the long-termism, this is not a short-term tool. This really is that long-term tool where, hey, it's almost as if you're building a business and each one of these policies, listen, I have six policies on my kids, one on myself and one on my wife. I view them each as individual buckets in my mind as individual policies. I need to, you know, start putting money into them. And it takes a while. You don't go buy a business and make money from day one. You need to actually start seeding these and start letting these things play themselves out. But there's so many benefits to these policies. Ryan, what are your long-term goals? What are you looking to do in real estate? And then obviously continuing on with these policies.
So really in real estate, so I've got currently four units. I'm really looking to expand some more and partner with a few more people. I'm in more of a cash flow market, which is great. It's not a super high appreciation. So you know, we haven't seen those really high, you know, $200,000 a unit, you know, or door properties. So I'm still looking at $60,000 a door in my area. It's just finding the right partners to get the deals done.
I love that. And then as far as the whole life, to continue working on the whole life, continuing to see the policy. And as you see fit, start pulling money out, start repurposing the capital. Is that what you're looking to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've still got some cash value left in it. As soon as we find a property, that's probably going to go toward, you know, doing the whole due diligence period, you know, any kind of down payments or anything like that is basically what that's for. And then whatever's left over going to be into equity in the deal.
Your father, husband, how did you approach it with your wife? Did you sit down and have the conversation with her and say, hey, this is what we're going to do? What was that?
It was kind of like, hey, honey, I've got an idea here. She's like, is it another one of your podcast ideas? So,
and how did the conversation go? I mean, what did she say? Honestly, I mean, how did you sell her on it? You needed first to be sold on the idea, and now you need to sell her on the idea. Am I correct?
Right. She's more of a traditionalist, but she was very open-minded to it. So it wasn't a hard conversation to have. It was just trying to get her to really understand all the benefits and explain those kind of things that, you know, this is what it's going to do, but it's a really long-term thing. It's for life. So, you know, we're going to have this thing for life. It's going to benefit us for life. And just trying to make sure that she understood all the benefits.
I love that. You got to sell with emotion and close with logic. And the emotion is, you just hit on it. This is for life. This is, we're not renting this like term insurance. We're actually buying it for life. And this is for our life to protect ourselves. So if something happens to me in the short term, you have protection in the short term. And then in the long term, when we do pass away, there's something to leave for our children. And also in the short term, when I can continue to do deals, I've got the money there to be able to do deals. If I have an opportunity, I can pull the money out. Have you abandoned the Wall Street and the 401k for yourself and your family?
Not yet. I'm working toward that though. Yeah, I've still got a W-2 job where the 401k is there. I don't contribute to it anymore. But it, like I said, it's still there. I'm just trying to figure a way to withdraw the funds while I'm still employed there.
So you're gonna have the bridge. There's gonna be a bridge in your life soon when you'll be like, okay, I've got a deal. I'm gonna leave the W-2 because this deal is funding my life, and then I can sort of figure out with depreciation and all how I can blow my 401k up and actually maybe open up another policy and then roll that money into the other policy. So the wheels start turning, and I commend you. And for all the listeners on here, what you really need to do is go on, do your own due diligence, but get educated and don't ever think that something is too good to be true. You might have thought to yourself, this is too good to be true. But when you start digging down, you start seeing what other people are doing and the traditionalists, your wife's a traditionalist. How has the traditionalist model been working for the average American, for the middle-class American? I just challenge everybody out there. How many middle-class people are getting rich from investing in the stock market and in mutual funds and 401ks? Not very many. So don't be afraid to go outside the norm and to basically say, I need help here. What can I do? And start getting educated. And then once you select something, go find those professionals that can help you out there. Ryan, how can the listeners get a hold of you?
Email would probably be best. Ryan@stolleyparkinvestments.com. STOLLEY Park Investments.
I love that. I just looked at my paper to see how you spell it. STOLLEY. So for those of you out there, exhibit the growth mindset. Start doing your own due diligence. Start looking at this as an asset And you don't have to start with big numbers. You can start small. You can start big. I think just in life, it's just starting out and create that personal financial engineering where you're engineering your life for what you're trying to accomplish. This vehicle is amazing for real estate investors. That's what we're focusing on here. Ryan's a real estate investor. The 401k doesn't serve him. Keeping money in the bank at a savings account doesn't serve him. It serves the bank. It doesn't serve him. He found a vehicle that can help him here in the shorter term. In the medium, intermediate term, it's going to do really well. But in the long term, he's going to be set for life with this asset. So I want to thank you for being on, Ryan. Any final words for the listeners before we sign off?
I just really encourage you all to reach out to the team. They can answer any questions that you come up with. And it's been great to work with Juno and the whole group and the 100-year real estate team.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. And this is actually being recorded around the holidays. So I want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and same thing to all listeners out there. Thanks, everybody. Let's go out there. Let's make it happen. And as Jake likes to say, we are buying real deals out there, and there are real deals coming back to the market. So go to 100yearrei.com and have a Happy New Year, everyone.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.